Breida, thanks for joining me on In Business. You're very welcome to the show.
Thanks very much, Amber. It's lovely to be on your show.
So I know Matrix Recruitment has released its salary guide 2026. What does this show, Breida, in terms of salaries?
I suppose the key message from us is that the Irish labour market, it is stabilising. It's certainly not slowing down. And there's a lot more confidence returning to the market. You know, there was a lot of uncertainty, global uncertainty in 2025. We did see at the last quarter of 2025 where things did start to pick up. Companies were starting to talk about hiring. So salaries are broadly steadying. We are still seeing where there is critical skills in short supply, they are demanding kind of a higher salary, especially in the areas of engineering and sustainability. And employers are hiring more deliberately. There is a strong focus on retention, resilience, and future ready skills. So kind of in a nutshell, I suppose what we're seeing is the market is stabilizing rather than slowing. Employers are becoming a lot more confident, but they're being more strategic as well. So it's smarter hiring, stronger skills, and a long-term confidence in Ireland's labor market in 2026 overall.
Okay, well, that's very good to hear. And in terms of the salaries then for Ireland, are we expecting that they might stay elevated this year?
We are seeing that there was a sharp kind of inflation rise over the last number of years. So it is steadying slightly across, you know, a number of sectors. But there is areas that we are seeing where there is growth, particularly in the areas of engineering, that is going to grow by 8% and sustainability about 10%. These are roles that are probably more niche, more specialized and in demand, and that's why it's commanding the higher salary. You are seeing in the sustainability, there is a lot of talk about it. It is particularly a new area, so it is developing and roles are being created because of it. There's a lot of talk and a lot of implementation from the EU around corporate sustainability. I know Ireland has a climate action plan in place, and we are being very much driven by the European Green Deal, that climate action target for 2029. You know, there's a lot of jobs being created out of that as well. And then in the area of engineering, where we're seeing there will be an increase of about 8%, there's a lot of development of infrastructure. So we are seeing more jobs being created on the project engineer, process engineers, even maintenance, kind of mechanical area. There's a lot of jobs going to be created out of that. So again, it's a skilled set that's required. So they are going to be in demand, and that's where we're seeing some elevation in salaries in 2026.
Okay, that's really interesting. And I was going to ask you as well in terms of the roles that might be in most demand this year. And I know you mentioned a couple of different sectors there as well in terms of construction and manufacturing and things like that as well. Are there other areas maybe where you're seeing that there tends to be kind of a demand and you might expect maybe to see a big increase in terms of people looking to hire?
Absolutely. In the areas of accountancy, that's kind of is changing the way accounting professionals are working, particularly because of AI. So you are going to see a lot more kind of financial analysts skill sets around kind of requiring a lot more data interpretation, analytics. So and then there's more kind of compliance and regulatory governance kind of involved in there. So accountants are going to have that skill set. And if they have that skill set, they are going to be able to command a higher salary as well. And even in the areas of financial services, again, there's more compliance and governance. So that's going to command kind of the higher salaries. We're also talking about in the quality lab, maybe manufacturing, mid-level positions, you're talking about maybe leadership style roles, roles that will require a lot more analytics. They are still in demand, and it's a skill that's required. So employers are looking for them. So again, you know, it's niche, so you can command a kind of a higher salary there.
Okay, that's good to hear. And Breida, in terms then of the recruitment trends, I suppose, are they kind of being reshaped at the moment? And if they are, what might be, I suppose, influencing what is reshaping them?
Absolutely. We are seeing where, particularly on the employer side, there's a lot more focus on retention and internal movement, let's say. So employers are looking to kind of hold on to the skilled workforce they have. And if their skills they're missing, they are looking at developing those skills, maybe in getting them educated in different areas. Or if there is somebody that is looking or has a passion to move into a different area and it's you know, that they can maybe develop that person to move into that that niche area that they're looking for internally. In the recruitment sector, we are seeing where companies are, they want specific skills. This is what they're looking for. They are looking for that, and they're looking for employees to be future ready as companies grow and develop. We have a lot of talk about AI, so they're making sure that the people they are hiring coming into the companies, that they are future ready as the company grows and they can adapt quickly into that environment.
And as we look to the future then, in terms of the different skills, I suppose, that we might need for the workforce, and even just as you mentioned there, how it is being reshaped at the moment, do you expect to see lots of changes over the coming years? Or what do you expect, I suppose, maybe in terms of what we'll need to have a successful workforce in the future?
Absolutely. AI is, it's not killing jobs, but it is reshaping and redefining jobs as well. So there is going to be an increased demand for skills like analytics, data interpretation. You're also going to need, you know, technical analytics. You're also going to need to be a strong communicator, because that kind of humane side will always remain. AI won't be taking that. But people that are strong on communication skills. And also we're talking about, you know, people that can adapt quickly into change as well. So that adaptability. So they're kind of key skills that will be required. And if somebody is kind of looking, you know, or an employer is looking, that's what they're going to be looking for, is those type of skills. And that's what they're asking us when they're coming to us to recruit staff. We need those skills, those adaptability skills, that they can move with AI and move with automation and move with the digital transformation that's happening out there in jobs.
Okay. And you mentioned there in terms of AI that it's not killing the jobs that people are doing at the moment. Is that something that you think will remain to be the case, should I say, that while AI is a valuable tool and it's being used more and more, I suppose, and it will be into the future as well, that we will still need the people behind it to make sure that it's used correctly, I suppose, and that everything is running how it should be and ethically as well?
Yes, I do think that that will be the case, that you will always that humane touch, you know, for ourselves in recruitment. You know, it's not until you talk to the person, you have the interaction, that what companies want to know maybe about the person, the background, you're not going to know that, you know, from AI. You will need the human interaction to understand, you know, and to shape the way we work as well.
Yeah, absolutely. It's good to hear that as well. Just before we finish up, Breida, for anyone maybe that's listening that's thinking about possibly changing their career, maybe is afraid to make the leap, what advice would you have for them? And is now maybe a good time to make that change? This was the start of a new year.
Yes, if you are considering a move, look at the jobs market, see what type of roles are out there and within your area. See what the skill set, like as I mentioned, employers are looking for blended skill sets. That's key going into 2026. So if there is an area maybe that you might be lacking, or you a skill that you might be lacking, look where you can develop that skill. Do you need to go back and do an online course, or can you go back to education to develop that skill? That's really, really important. So the people who are constantly upskilling and developing themselves and making themselves future ready, you know, they are the are in the strongest position when it comes to employers looking. That's the type of workforce they want. People that are always, you know, developing themselves and upskilling, you know, right throughout their career. That's really, really important. We all have to do it to make sure that we're future ready for the jobs that are coming down the line.
Certainly, absolutely. Just before we finish up, one last question, Breida. In terms of the salary guide for 2026, if anyone wants to look at it in a little bit more detail, is it on the website or where can they access it?
Absolutely. Go to our website, matrixrecruitment.ie. There's a link there. And if you just click on that link and fill in some information, the salary guide will be sent straight to you.
That's fantastic. Well, Breida, thanks so much for taking the time to join me on the show. It's been lovely to talk to you again.
Thank you very much, Amber. Thank you.